quality and affordability. That's what Northwestern Oklahoma State University gives you at its campus locations in Alva, Enid, and Woodward. In fact, U.S. News says Northwestern has the most affordable campus housing in the entire country. For more information about Northwestern, check out their website, nwosu.edu. Rick Phillips Insurance Agency carries a full line of insurance, including personal, commercial, workers' comp, life, and health. For all those insurance needs, come see the friendly professionals at Rick Phillips Insurance Company, 1222 10th Street, Suite 101 in Woodward, or give them a call at 254-2797. Rick Phillips wants to wish his coach, Troy Bullard, and the rest of the Indians good luck tonight. Let's step aside. We'll take a quick break. Back we come in 30. You're listening to Championship Friday on our road to the top.
At Northwest Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab in Woodward, we can help you improve balance, increase agility, develop muscle tone, or even return you to the game quicker with the new Biodex system. Biodex allows the therapist to provide real-time postural and balance feedback to patients. Biodex even allows for stability training for fall prevention. In just 2 minutes, we can identify potential problems and help you regain your stability. Call us today at 580-256-2102. Northwest Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab in Woodward.
Troy Jones Equipment.
Change headphones because I'm, well, now that the...
C.J. Montgomery, Pete Mundo, Mike Mitchell, Matt Storm, our entire Championship Friday crew live from Milam Stadium here on the campus of Southwestern Oklahoma State University in Weatherford. Temperature, Matt, holding relatively steady. It's 33 degrees here still in Weatherford. Kind of a light. You say the wind's basically non-existent. Earlier it was easterly at about 5 miles an hour, though that wind chill dropping down into the mid-20s.
Yeah, and the rain, the good news, really not seeing a lot of that at this point in time either. So really, as far as weather conditions go, besides the slick surface because of the rain previously, not too much to complain about out here tonight.
Let's check.
I could find something if you want me to.
Well, you usually do, to be real honest with you. And, you know, our broadcast partner, Mr. Mitchell, he has left to find more of the free hot dogs. And I was actually going to chastise him and challenge him. You know, all those, criteria, if you will, only the reasons he would do the broadcast tonight, there were like 9 of them. He has violated his own agreement about 3 times. Keep in mind, number 9 was no mention of OU football would be allowed during the broadcast. He's mentioned it at least 3 times talking about the Sooners. And I can't even chastise him about it because he's off to the free hot dog place. My God.
Well, you know what? I'll give him credit. He's actually joking on the Sooners, CJ. He's saying, "Hey, if you wanna make a deep playoff play, just get the Sooners secondary."
Well, but that doesn't make any difference. There was to be no mention of OU football during this broadcast. You violated your own agreement. You violated your own agreement. We can tell you that in UCO tonight, there in Edmond, Anadarko still leads Berryhill 6-0. Now that's a 3A semifinal matchup. Cassia Hall, Heritage Hall, the Commandos and Chargers knotted at 7 in the second quarter. They are playing at Pioneer Stadium in Stillwater in that 4A state championship game. Wagner kind of on their way a little bit toward their first ever state championship. Wagner leads Clinton in the second quarter. It is 9-0 Bulldogs. Remember, at the end of one, it was 3-0. Wagner has since scored to make it 9-0 there in the second quarter, that game being played at Boone Pickens Stadium in Stillwater. Earlier this afternoon, Guthrie caps off a perfect season with a 24-7 win over MacArthur. The Blue Jays doing the Highlanders for the 5A state championship. Last night, an exciting game at OSU. 23-22, Union beat Broken Arrow. We told you the Class B state championship game will actually be tomorrow afternoon at Newcastle High School between the Kettle Bruins and the Davenport Bulldogs. Let's see, Heritage Hall, they have now moved to halftime with Cassia Hall. The Commandos and Chargers still tied 7-7. It's all tied up between Cassia Hall and Heritage Hall.
As we
look... Wait.
Oh, please.
You know how many times he got OSU, Boone Pickens Stadium, Stillwater? See, that's the only reason he does scores. When the games aren't played in Stillwater, he doesn't do scores.
Part of the agreement was nowhere in there was a preclusion of me mentioning Oklahoma State University. Hey, and I want to address that here right quick. We got time, got 30 seconds here. That,
oh, yeah.
You know, the 106th renewal of the Bedlam series will be tomorrow afternoon. They have moved to halftime, by the way, at Oklahoma State. Wagner leading Clinton 9-0. It is the renewal of the Bedlam series. It will kick off tomorrow evening at Boone Pickens Stadium. If you prefer Toby Merv, Chris, and Roy, touchdown Sooners, you'll hear it on K101 with a pregame beginning at 5:30. They will kick at the pick at 7 o'clock. If you prefer Holy Guacamole, Good Night Vienna, and Pistols Firing, Z92 has you covered to the new News Talk sports leader across all of Northwest Oklahoma. That's Dave, John, and Robert. The pregame at 5 o'clock. Once again, the kickoff there at 7 o'clock. They're going to kick at the same time on both stations, by the way. K101 with the Sooner broadcast and Oklahoma State, the broadcast on Z92.
If Doug Williams hadn't explained that to you, you wouldn't have known that.
I'm going to tell you one thing, particularly if the game progresses in the second half like it has in the first half and Shattuck goes ahead and wins this thing, I will have more fun with you here and Pete and Matt and everybody tonight covering high school football. And I love Oklahoma State to death, and you know that I'm fortunate enough I'm going to be able to go tomorrow. But in terms of actually satisfaction, fun, and a feel-good type thing, no. Irregardless how the game turns out tomorrow night, I'm having more fun tonight in Shattuck with you and Matt and Pete and our friends from Shattuck. Got it.
And I appreciate Pete putting up with him. That's the whole key deal is that I know Mike Pilosoff and a bunch of people warned him, well, you'll get a chance to talk every once in a while, downs and yards, but this is kind of fun.
No, this is
But it's kind of a strange game. You mentioned, it's kind of a bad-played game, but it's not a well-played game. But I think that falls in the Shattuck's hands.
It hasn't been smooth. There's been real feel to it. And, this isn't a knock on either team, but I would say it's made out to be a pretty ugly game. And that doesn't knock either squad. That's just how it's been. There hasn't been a real flow to it so far tonight. But Coach Bullard and Aaron McCandless and Caden Schick and the Indians are really using that to their advantage.
No, I don't think there's any question, but I think if you get in a game like this, just like the score shows, CJ, I think you find that the Indians all out tough you at this point in time. They've been here before.
Coach's Aid, certainly proud to stream tonight's Class C championship battle between Shattuck and Tipton on coachesaid.com. Hey, see your Coach's Aid representative to learn more about their leadership development series. Coachesaid.com leading the way.
As you look through this first half and things really got started, a 3-and-out from the Tigers, 3-and-out from the Indians, and then the Tigers with another punt. Finally, the Indians get it back late in the first quarter, and it's a 1-yard touchdown run by Aaron McCandless, which was set up by a 47-yard run down the left side from Aaron McCandless. That really got the ball rolling, because before then, the first 9 minutes of that first quarter, you didn't see a single play over 10 yards.
Well, just look at the statistics. Tipton's rushed the ball 24 times for what? 39 yards? And so the bottom line is, but for the one big play and the hurdle, it's a shutout at halftime.
Yeah, exactly. And then as you look through that, the rest of that first half, the next touchdown that came was Tipton with 5 minutes to play in the first half. It was a 48-yard touchdown pass from Kerry White to Dylan Simpson. Really, it was just a screen pass over the middle, and Simpson was able to hurdle a tackler at the near side 30 and then walk his way into the end zone from there.
And again, we go back to time of possession, which is so important in every game. Shattuck possessed the ball 7.5 minutes of the first half. Tipton had it for 23 minutes. And so it's just it's unbelievable that what Shattuck has done is they've been able to have the 2-minute drive and the 3-minute drive when they did drive. The only time they've really been stopped has been the penalties and the one time when they had trouble with holding on the football.
Yeah, and the next drive for the Indians went 8 plays and 73 yards, ended up with a 2-yard touchdown run by Aaron McCandless. That put them up 2 scores at that point and really was the quick answer to the Tipton touchdown.
Well, I love the adjustment, and I want to see what other adjustments Coach Bullard and his staff make at halftime. But when they decided to let Caden Schick come in and, carry the ball and get the spying off of it. McCandless has 9 carries for 90 yards and 2 touchdowns. Schick now has 6 carries for 69 yards and 1 touchdown. That's about 10 yards a player for each one of them. And when they made that change, it's kind of like throwing the football to make the run game do. We're going to run Schick to make McCandless do. Don't you agree?
Yeah, absolutely. And you look at last week and you compare him when McCandless ran 37 times for 204 yards. Schick only ran four times for 20 yards. So, like you said, they're using Schick this week to keep that Tipton defense honest and make sure they aren't focusing all their efforts on Aaron McCandless.
And Caden Schick's not somebody you can let run the football. I mean, the bottom line is probably they're more balanced rushing right now. And, of course, what's Aaron passing? He's got 2 for 4 for 15 yards, and one of those was 11 yards. So you would think Coach Buller would come out the second half here, take the ball, and try to do some type of ground control and run this clock down as low as he can in the third quarter before either by scoring before he turns it over.
Well, certainly. And as with 4:16 to play, the Tigers took over, and it was the first interception Kerry White threw all season long. And it was just a floater over the near side, Mike. Really just not something he should have put
up.
Whoa,
which one wasn't a floater?
Yeah, which floater was it, right? Just the one that ended up being picked off. And that drive by the Indians, which started at the Tiger 34-yard line, ended with a 27-yard touchdown by Caden Schick. They're all focused on McCandless, and Caden Schick burns them on the left side.
Well, I'm shocked, and I think my friend Matt will agree with me because we kind of move in the same circles. I'm shocked that Kerry White's thrown the ball six times and we haven't intercepted four. We've been in position to. In fact, are you a baseball player? We got too many defensive backs waiting for the fastball, and they're not. And when the changeup comes, they're not ready to get the football. I mean, they're jumping up, and the ball's just hanging there. So I think when we adjust to his snowball, we'll have some interceptions this second half because they're going to have to throw the ball.
So at that point, the Tigers go up 20-6, which is what the score is right now at halftime between the Shattuck Indians and the Tipton Tigers. The Indians leading this one with, as we close on, about 5 minutes left in halftime. The other two drives, the Tigers end up with a 3-and-out, and then just to close the half, an interception by King Cannon of the Tigers of Aaron McCandless, and that pretty much ended the half and gave the Indians a 20-6 lead as we get set for the second half.
Ed's Cafe in Shattuck, they want to invite you to come join them for their daily lunch and dinner specials, open Monday through Friday, 6 o'clock in the morning to late that evening, offering the best hometown cooking in Shattuck and the entire surrounding area. My friend, have you ever eaten Ed's?
Are you serious? A good restaurant within 100 miles of Woodward, and you want to know if I've eaten in it?
How
crazy question is that?
Ed's obviously a proud supporter of the Shattuck students and athletes.
You never eaten at Ed's?
Absolutely. They say, go Indians. What a great cheeseburger. Mm-mm-mm. Dr. Kristen Burris, DDS, Bob Burris with Rafter B Cattle Company. Certainly want to wish the Shattuck Indians yet another safe and successful year. Good luck to all the area athletes. They're certainly proud to support all the students involved with the Shattuck Indian program.
The only place I don't eat is soup and salad.
Hey, let's update you here on one of those 3A semis. Anadarko, they have moved to halftime at UCL tonight with the Warriors from Anadarko leading Berryhill by 5. It's 12-7 Anadarko, Berryhill at the half. The other 3A semifinal finds Cashia Hall and Heritage Hall. The Halls tied at 7-7. Mike, a lot of times during the regular season, during Friday night quick scores, take a few moments and talk about the 101 Classic Bowl and kind of recognize some of those kids. Shattuck has been there since the get-go. Brandon Beers, Lance Helfenbein, John Shane Holes played in that first one. Coach Hansen coached with us back in 1989. Actually, they've had kids. Helfenbein has kids play in the Classic Bowl here a few years ago. Since that time, gosh, these names will bring back some memories. Travis Dunham, Lance Hansen, Brandon Bullard, J.K. Harrison, Vince Sitters, Jeffrey Clark, Dusty Hansen, Michael McQuigg, Travis Stevens. In 1993, Chad Bond played along with Josh Weish. There was a 5'11", 170-pound tight end defensive back, also representing Shattuck that evening during Classic Bowl back in 93, young man named Troy Bullard. How about that? Art McQuigg, Lance Shigota, Gentry Barnes, Keith Schick, Brian Apple, Tyson Bullard, Dudley Darrow, Stuart Godfrey, Landon Knowles, Nick Hummel, Ryan Longhofer, Dan Rowland, Jeremy Lossie, John Wynn, Jerry Fitz, David Cummings, Matt Starbuck, Hamani Montgomery, Freddie De La Rosa, Brendan Longhofer, Andrew Starbuck, Mark Bolds, and Hayden Harris also has participated with us, as has Kyle Bentley and Blake Hawley. We talked about Mr. Helfenbein. His son played in 2009, Tyler Helfenbein, along with Wyatt Kellen. Brent Starbuck, Mitch Henson, Kelby Schick, Colby Iliff, and Connor Babcock representing the Indians last year in the 101 Classic Bowl. Hey, a big thank thank you to Southwestern and their sports information office tonight, Justin Tender, with the sports information director, Southwestern. Justin, thanks for having us here. Thanks for being such a great host.
Hey, CJ, it's great. We're so excited to have these two teams and to host a state championship game. What a great night for Southwestern to showcase itself.
Mitchell thinks he's Merv Johnson. He's looking at this computer screen, has all the updated stats and everything, and he's just big time for the boy tonight.
Is it helping him?
Well, I don't know about that.
I would if I had my Diet Coke.
Oh, goodness. Justin, actually a graduate of Northwestern, Oklahoma State University.
Yes, sir.
You've been in the sports information business, what, for 20-some years?
Lots of time.
You went on trips with us back when we were covering Northwestern, off to Las Vegas, New Mexico, and everywhere in between. You went to East Central, I think, for a while. Did you not work for the Red Hawks
for a
while before returning here to Southwestern? More than two decades in the sports information business. What a great job. Wow.
Well, CJ, I like to tell people I've had just one job for 22 years. It's just I've done it at five different places.
CJ's busy getting
told. Well, I was going to tell you that Wayne, they have moved to halftime at Newcastle tonight with Wayne on top of Carnegie 38-6. You even teach at Southwestern? Tell me about that.
Oh,
goodness.
Can you believe that? Yes, I'm teaching people how to be sports information directors in the two of my classes.
Sign me up.
Well, outstanding. But, yeah, I really enjoy it. It gives me an opportunity to, you know, a lot of young kids want to be in sports, in athletics and professional sports, college sports. There's a, you know, it's one of the largest industries in America. And lots of people, lots of jobs out there for people, and they want to get their foot in the door. And I feel like I can help them in that way.
Tell us about Randy Butler.
President Butler, great. Wonderful. Awesome. He's a great man. Can I ask for that raise now?
You know, all seriousness, thank you for the great hospitality. We've come down here for a number of years, and you treat us like family, and we obviously appreciate that very, very much. And congratulations on the university and the new things. I mean, the new event center that's going to the south of Milam Stadium, and then the great artificial surface that allows you to host playoff games like that.
Absolutely, and that's why these things were designed with that in mind. And I know President Butler and everyone at Southwestern believes that anytime we have an opportunity to get high school students on our campus, that's a win-win situation. We want high school students here, want them to see what we're doing, and this is great. I mean, looking out at this large crowd tonight, I mean, great. What can you ask for?
Yeah, you didn't even tell everybody you're a public address announcer, too. You're actually the PA guy here tonight.
I am tonight. I'm the second-string PA guy, but hopefully I'm not scaring off too many people.
That's Justin Tender, the Sports Information Director here at Southwestern. Justin, thank you again.
Thank you, CJ.
Hey, let us step aside. We'll catch a quick break. We'll be back here in just 30 seconds. You're listening to Championship Friday on the Road to the Top.
Troy Jones Equipment, located at 3607 Williams Avenue, has a full line of general equipment in stock and available for the contractor or the homeowner. Troy Jones Equipment also services the oil field. Whether you're in the market for a carpet cleaner or a backhoe, Troy Jones Equipment has what you're looking for. Troy Jones Equipment, open Monday through Friday, 7 to 5, and Saturday, 7 to 4. Their knowledgeable and friendly staff is on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, for all your equipment needs. Give them a call at 580-256-2547.
20-6, our halftime score. At least that's what the Bank of Western Oklahoma big scoreboard here at the north end of Milam Stadium tells us. 20-6, Shattuck on top of Tipton in this Class C state championship battle. Mike, we talked about Class C.
I'm not talking anymore.
Why?
I get a Diet Coke.
We have met all your criteria.
Where's my second Diet Coke? Shame on you, CJ.
Classic Bowl 24. Can you believe that? Goodness gracious.
The 24th edition will come up
this next year. There are 91 participating schools with us. It begins always the week following Memorial Day, May 29th through June 2nd. Classic Bowl 24, moving toward that 25th year of Classic Bowl festivities in Woodward, as we like to say, honoring the best and brightest across the tri-state area.
Yeah, before you go to bed tonight, to pat them kids on the back. You parents out there don't realize that we live in a world where we got some of the best kids you can ever have. And I've not gotten over last Wednesday, 2 weeks ago Wednesday night, guys. I'm not sure I ever will. But I see 400 or 500 students without security sitting there and being as good as they were. And I don't mean that as a negative. You know what I'm talking about, Pete. It's shocking. You don't find that in New Jersey or in Midwest City, I promise you, with all due respect.
And what are you referring to?
How good the students were. Oh. They hollered. There was no problems. There was no fights in the stands. There were nobody causing any problems. And with no security at all, they took care of themselves. Pure discipline.
Newman Pharmacy, conveniently located inside Newman Memorial Hospital. Open 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. Newman Pharmacy takes all major insurance cards, as well as Medicare Part B and D. Locally owned and operated, Newman Pharmacy, certainly proudly supporting those Shattuck Indians.
Okay, guys, history says that people have made big comebacks the last few weeks. So you don't want to go to sleep right now, Pete, because this team can score. And they can be back in this game real quick. And it's evident by what they've been doing the last 3 or 4 weeks.
Well, Shattuck certainly had a big comeback of their own last week. They were down 12 at the half against Temple, and they came back to win that game 56-44. Tipton, when you beat Deer Creek Lamont,
yes, sir,
and then you beat Sharon Mutual, you've got no shortage of confidence.
No question.
So you're down 14 points tonight as the 7th-ranked team in the state to the 5th-ranked team in the Shattuck Indians. You know, would you like to be closer? Would you like to be up? Of course. But this game is far from over, and we saw last week these games can just change on a dime.
Well, the good news is the Indians come out and go on offense first, so they can pretty well put themselves in a good position, field position-wise, with a couple first downs, or they can take and control the ball, run some clock off. They can control this game, and I think we'll see a lot of what we want to know in this game in the first 2 minutes and in the first series.
No doubt about it, Mike, as Mark Clark gets set to do the kicking for the Tigers.
Which direction, CJ?
They'll be kicking south.
You'll figure it out in a minute.
The righty kick straight away, picked up by Floyd at the far side, 20, 25, dancing at the 30, gets a tackle at the 35, 40, sheds another one near midfield, spins out of bounds inside Tiger territory at the 48-yard line. Great starting field position for the Indians.
Now question number one is answered. Field position, forget the kickoff. Shattuck turned the field around. Okay, that was a kick from the north to the south, right?
That's correct. It's
okay.
It's a north-south facility.
Well,
we're on the west side looking to the east. The north is to our left. The south is to our right.
I can't figure out why you kept pointing west. I didn't know what you were talking about.
So a first and 10 for the Indians to open this third quarter, leading the Class C state finals 20-6 over the Tipton Tigers. McCandless under center with lone man in the backfield. Option keeps it himself, and he's got nowhere to go at that line of scrimmage. It was Keenan White, the linebacker, coming in for the tackle.
Well, there's your first adjustment for the Tipton people, and that is they're going to put a spy on the line of scrimmage and just tell that middle linebacker, you go where he goes and don't wait for the stutter step. Just you move on him the minute he gets the ball. Take the ball out of his hands. Make Aaron McCandless give up the ball.
Second and 10 for the Indians from the Tiger 47. McCandless working under center. Two receivers out to the left. It's a handoff to Schick running up the right hash mark, and he picks up 5 across the 40. Closer to 7 or 8, actually. And he's dragged down. Looked like that was rushing.
Yeah. So Coach Bullard says, you're going to spy on my quarterback. I'll give it somebody else.
Caden Schick been working very well this afternoon.
Are you in four down territory now, Pete?
Depends how much confidence. I'd say you are, as you have a 3rd and 3, the Indians do, from the Tiger 39. McCandless handoff to Schick, running up the right hash, picks up the first down and more near the 30 before he's dropped down there by Clayton Kincannon, but it's a first down and a pickup of 7.
Well, that was real close there. My point was well made. Did you see what happened? Everybody tackled McCandless.
Yeah.
But he was crafty enough to get the ball to Caden Schick. And you better find out real quick. They got two guys rushing the ball. Now, Caden Schick, he's carried the ball 7 times for 76 yards. Is that 10 yards a carry?
There it
is. I don't
do
math.
First and 10 for the Indians from the Tiger 31. McCandless under center. Twins out to the left. To hand off to Schick. Sheds a tackle. He gets inside the 30. Picks up 3 yards before he's dropped by the nose guard, Robert Blankenship.
Well, there's no question about it. They made some changes on it. But tell you what, though, I'm really worried about that handoff. It's been awful close to the penetration's really been real well from Tipton on this drive.
Inside of 10 minutes to play in the third quarter, the Shattuck Indians leading the Class C state finals over the Tipton Tigers 20-6 and driving on a 2nd and 8 from the Tiger 27. McCandless under center. It's a handoff to Schick, and he's stuffed in the backfield.
Went to the well
that time. Keenan White the linebacker coming into the box and making that stop. It's a loss of 2 yards on the play.
Yeah, they went to the well too often. That's what I said on the last comment. There were people at that time before, and going to have to I'd like to see a quick pitch outside that rush or a screen pass.
So back
That's
to
why
the,
I sit up here, though.
Near the original line of scrimmage, a 3rd and 9 for the Indians with McCandless under center working from the Tiger 30-yard line. McCandless will keep it himself on the option off the left tackle across the 20.
Score.
Inside the 15, he sheds a tackle at the 10. He's down at the 6, dragged down from behind by Gerald White, the freshman defensive back. But it's a pickup on the play of 21 yards and a 1st and goal for the Indians.
Didn't get my quick pitch, but I got my quick John outside. And I tell you what, got him out in space. And, boy, I tell you what, you get Aaron McCandless in space, it's to the house. What do you see, 6-yard line, 7-yard line? Pete, you got better eyes than I do.
Looks to be spotted just inside the 7.
Oh, it says right here.
1st and goal for the Indians. McCandless bringing his guys to the line. 2 down linemen for the Tigers. A man in motion to the far side. He will option it left off left tackle, trying to pound across
Fumble.
That line. Ball on the ground.
And it
is Tigers ball. A costly turnover fumble by Aaron McCandless inside the 5-yard line. And what a momentum swing. You can hear the Tipton crowd on this near side just going wild on that play.
Well, he got up in the air and they took the ball away from him. So now you play defense. Keep your field position. Keep yourself in a position. Don't let that bother you. If you're going to fumble, do it on the 4-yard line this end.
So the Tigers taking over from their own 4 with 8:46 to play in the 3rd quarter. They trail the Shattuck Indians 20-6 in the Class C state finals.
How about a safety? Put it on the ground.
White brings the Tigers to the line, working deep in his own territory. A 1st and 10 from his own 4. He's got a receiver out to the right, a receiver out to the left. A man in motion to the far side. It's a jet sweep over the left tackle, trying to pick up yards across the 5 near the 10 on the carry. Scott Rushing getting in on the action in the backfield.
Good job that time by Dustin Price, making sure that play was keeping the inside-outside angle on the runner. You kind of want to stop them right here, though, if you want to get that good field position back.
And a good start to the drive for the Tigers. It's a gain of 4 yards.
The good news is you're already going down below 8 minutes.
2nd and 6 from their own 7-yard line. White under center. He's got a receiver out to his right. Man in motion far side. It's a handoff jet sweep trying to get the right corner is Torres, and he can't. Stuffed in the backfield by Caden Schick as well as who else? Corey Floyd.
My friends, you're listening to exclusive Road to the Top coverage here on Championship Friday on your undisputed Tri-State sports leader for 28 years and counting with K101, KWOX, FM Woodward.
Got a little Branson Brown there, too.
Yes.
And a little bit of Chase Holly.
A swarm of Indians getting in as they
a
read
bunch
that
of
play
Indians.
Perfectly.
Perfect. A gaggle of Indians.
As White just getting into the huddle, as the play clock rolls inside of 10 seconds, the Tigers quickly to the line for a 3rd and 4 from their own 9-yard line. White under center. It's the jet sweep to Torres running off the left tackle, and he can't get the edge. It's Branson Brown closing the gap on that far side.
Also a little bit of help from Dustin Price again. Boy, I tell you what, lateral defensive movement for the Indians is just unbelievable. You going to punt or go for it?
Well, after a fumble inside their own 5-yard line by Aaron McCandless, a big 3 and out for the Indians. As White standing back at his own goal line to the punting, McCandless back at the 40. And the low snap, the righty kick is off, and it's rolling near side, bounces at the Tipton 45, continues to bounce near midfield before it's downed in Tiger territory at the 49-yard line.
Since 1909, the Shattuck National Bank has been Northwest Oklahoma and the Texas Panhandle's local family-owned bank. Whether it be real estate, ag, commercial, or consumer lending, the Shattuck National Bank is committed to serving their customers' needs. They are not owned or headquartered hundreds of miles away. They are right here, ready to serve you. The Shattuck National Bank, a real good bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Positive deal from that first drive, Pete. Shattuck doubled their time of possession. And that's going to be really critical in the second half if they can hold on the football.
It's first and 10 for the Indians in Tipton territory at the 49. McCandless working under center. It's a handoff to Schick running between the guard and the tackle on the left side near the 40. And he's down there near the first down mark. Depends on the spot, but it's a gain of 9.
Another adjustment by the Shattuck staff there. They took away the ability as we have a player down. Is that, yeah.
And not sure exactly on that who we've got down for the Tigers.
Medic Dragon Gifts in Shattuck. You'll also find them in Canadian, Laverne, and Enid. They are your one-stop shop for everything from prescriptions to great gift ideas. If it's your favorite college team or a wedding gift, they've got it. Medic Dragon Gifts, a proud supporter of all area schools. Shattuck Lumber and Hardware, the one stop for all those building and home improvement needs. There's only one name to remember when you're starting those home improvement projects this weekend. Shattuck Lumber and Hardware, they want to wish the Shattuck Indians good luck, not only tonight, but all season long. Woodland at halftime leading Thomas there in one of the Class A semifinal matchups, 20-0. The other one, Wayne, comfortably ahead of Carnegie in the third quarter, 38-6. Anadarko leads Berry Hill, 12-7, as we move to a 3A semifinal game. The other semi in 3A being played at Stillwater's Pioneer Stadium, 7-7, Kesha Hall and Heritage Hall. And we told you at half, Wagner was leading Clinton in the 4A title tilt, 9-0. Bulldogs on top of the Red Tornadoes.
Mike Plunkett got to see, CJ, what he was talking about. We had an injured player on the field, and you noticed, Pete, every player. Both teams went to their knees. But our senior from, who was that, Jesse DeRosa?
Yeah, Jesse DeRosa, the
backup. He walked off on his own power.
So yes.
Looks good. Got a measurement. And we're short and 3/4 of an inch.
Yep, just barely the nose
serious.
Of the football. Yeah.
You can't see that far down there.
How far is it, Pete? You got the binoculars.
Oh, yeah, no. It's
is it 3/4 or 2/4?
Yeah, I'd say, you know, or maybe 5/8, give or take.
Don't question my eyesight.
So it's a second and short for the Indians, working from the Tipton 39-yard line as they reset to check that third and inches from the 39-yard line.
McCandless second up here.
Under center. Carpenter in motion to the far side. Option keeps himself running off the right tackle. He's inside the 35, 30, and he's dragged down inside the 25 as he ran outside that right hash mark, and he was taken down on the far side by Chris Clark.
McCandless has made an adjustment at the line of scrimmage. Instead of staying there and waiting for things to happen, he's getting away from the rush and still doing the same thing, would you say, about a yard and a half behind the center as opposed upon the center. So they've made another adjustment. Those are the kind of things that win you football games.
That's an 18-yard pickup for McCandless working up the middle as the Indians lead 20-6 over the Tipton Tigers, a first with 6:07 to play in the third. McCandless under center, first and 10 from the Tiger 21. It's a handoff up the middle to Schick, and he picks up a pair before he's dragged down to the knees.
McCandless now has rushed 13 yards for 132 yards. 13 times for 132.
So a nice long sustained drive, which started back at the Tipton 49.
This is what you love, isn't it? The clock run, clock. You know, I'm one of those people, when you got a 14-point lead, you like the clock to run.
There you have it. Second and 7 for the Indians from the Tiger 19-yard line. McCandless under center. He's got a receiver out to his right, and it's an option. Keeps it himself running off right tackle. Room to run inside the 10 to the 5, and he's across the chalk.
Touchdown.
Into the end zone. Touchdown. Aaron McCandless, the 19-yard scamper over the right tackle.
Boy, just a beautiful play. Beautiful play. Set up. Everything went left. McCandless did a stutter step, went back right, and just got to the corner. And once he gets to the corner, it's over with.
And the Indians go up 26-6 with 5:20 to play in the third quarter of the Class C state finals. They get set for their two-point conversion.
They've dominated the second half possession, and that's what they needed to do.
McCandless will bring the Indians to the line for the two-point try with two receivers out to his right, a lone man in the backfield.
Fumble.
Ball on the ground, fumble. And they're picked up by Schick, it looked like, on that far side. But either way, no good on the two-point conversion. But the Indians do score on the 19-yard touchdown run by Aaron McCandless. and that puts them up 26-6 over Tipton with 5:20 to play in the third.
The Shattuck Chamber of Commerce proud to present their 2011 Shattuck Christmas Parade this coming Wednesday evening. That's December the 7th at 6 o'clock. Santa Claus is going to be there to pass out treats to all the kids. There's still time to enter. Winners will receive those cash prizes. For details and an entry form, call the Shattuck Chamber at 938-2818. They ought to wait till Monday to do that. Merry Christmas to everyone from the Shattuck Chamber of Commerce. Coach's Aid, certainly proud to stream tonight's Class C championship game on CoachesAid.com. Hey, see your Coach's Aid representative to learn more about leadership development in their series. CoachesAid.com, leading the way.
Well, that drive for the Indians
four went plays,
four
49
plays,
yards.
49 yards, and
1 minute and 17 seconds.
All right. That's what I'd like to hear. We're on the same page.
26-6.
We're on the same page. The Indians
lead. Yeah, but your page is easier to read than mine.
26-6 on top of the Tipton Tigers as McCandless will do the kicking.
Aaron McCandless now has 14 carries for 51 yards and three touchdowns. Caden Schick, 12 carries for 98 yards and one touchdown. Would you say the rushing game has been dominating?
It's been taking care of business, that's for sure.
We haven't thrown a pass since the first quarter, I don't think.
The Indians working in their maroon pants, white shirts, maroon numbers. Kick from the 40. McCandless righty swing is picked up at the near side 15, 20, 25. Near side knocked out of bounds. Or check that, inbounds. Dragged out now at the 40. It struggled with that sideline as the return was the freshman, Brian Flores, 5'11", 160.
Which one of those white lines is the out-of-bounds? Matt, help us, would you please?
Well, of course, that's over on the far sideline. As I've been made aware tonight, you guys have the eyesight and all the technology up there.
Oh, don't tell everybody about my technology, okay? Do you want to see an instant replay of that?
So the Tigers trailing 26-6 with 5:14 to play in the third quarter. Really need to get something going here, Mike.
Well, I think you got to go back to Torres in the Wildcat, don't
yeah,
you?
That was effective for them at the end of the first half.
I don't know
half.
Why they've gone away with it. White, now they've got Torres at wide receiver, so what do I know?
White brings the Tigers to the line for a 1st and 10 from their own 41. A receiver out to the right. He scans his defense as flags come in.
Yeah, I think it's going to be illegal procedure. I think I've been wrong before. How about delay a game?
Yeah. And, you know, you've been waiting for that all night. The last
well, you
drive,
have. You've called it three or four times.
The last drive, they really worked that play clock inside 10, then 5. So it's only a matter of time before that delay a game
well,
came up.
Do they know they're behind?
Yeah.
That's something Shattuck should be doing.
If there's one team that shouldn't be letting that play clock run down.
Yeah, I think you got to figure out some way to get the ball to Torres. He's stronger, and it looked like they were trying to get him on the wheel route or something, but
Torres
not enough time.
Torres on the night only 17 carries for 42 yards on a 1st and 15 for the Tigers from their own 36. As White works out of the gun, he drops back to pass, looking over the middle, looking near side. He's got an open man overthrow, nearly picked off. Trevor Carpenter at the 40. It was intended for Dylan Simpson on the near side, but White let that one fly again.
Trevor, it's not a fastball. It's a changeup. You got to catch the changeup. Don't wait for the fastball. It's not going to get there.
Yeah. Oh. Kerry White throwing it all over the field tonight. And
I think that's what they have to do at this point in time.
White on the afternoon, on the night, 2 for 7 for 52 yards. Remember, 48 yards was on that one screen play that went for the touchdown. So really, other than that, he's 1 for 6 for 4 yards. And one
and
interception.
Four of them should have been intercepted.
Yes.
Here he comes again.
2nd and 15 for the Tigers from their own 36. One man in the backfield, two receivers out to the right. White hands it off up the middle to Torres, trying to get up the middle. He's stuffed at the line of scrimmage.
Corey Floyd
getting in there once again.
What is his real position besides tackler? do you have a player, CJ, on your team you just call, you are the tackler?
That'd be the DT.
The defensive tackler?
The designated tackler.
I like that. I don't know where he's coming from every time, because every time I expect you to say somebody else, because he's on the right side, and there he is on the left side.
A 3rd and a mile
Chase Holly kind of helped him, too. So.
Yeah. Third and 14 for the Tigers from their own 37. White out of the gun. He's got two receivers out to the right. Drops back to pass. Looking all day.
And
the ball slips out of the hand. Picked up by Chase Holly. And they're going to say incomplete pass.
If it looks like a duck, floats like a duck, it's not a duck.
Yeah.
That's a fumble.
And Chase Holly scooped it up.
That's what I would say, guys. That was a fumble.
Well, he tried to bring it back, didn't he, Matt? I thought he lost it on the return, not on the going down. Now they're going to talk about it. They're going to look at replay. This will take about 6 seconds. Yep, replay says it's confirmed on the field.
Chase Holly had dropped on it at the near side, but they're going to say incomplete pass as White pumped it, and it looked like the ball just slipped out of his hands at that point. So
We got another secret play coming up on 4th and 14.
Kerry White will do the punting.
Okay.
And
who's back?
McCandless standing back inside his own 40.
Please catch the ball.
White standing at his own 25. Catches the snap. The righty swing is through. Ball lands at the far side 35. Bounces out of bounds at the 33. So with 4:12 to play in the third quarter, the Indians will take over at their own 33-yard line, leading the Class C state finals 26-6.
My friends, if you want the best personal service around, then look no further than McKay Ford and Lincoln. McKay Ford Lincoln, you're not going to get the hassle of all those big city guys. Just an honest, friendly staff wanting to take care of you. Highway 270 South and Good Deal Drive in Woodward, certainly the home of personal service. Actually, Thomas, we're told, made their first down of the evening with less than a minute to go in the third quarter. They trail Woodland late in the third, 26-0. Goodness.
First and 10 for the Indians from their own 33. McCandless will take the snap. Tries to run up the middle, but he's stuffed.
Yeah, that was really slow.
It's a loss of a yard, and it's Robert Blankenship as well as Josh Dana.
You know what our motto is right now, don't you?
What's that?
Run, clock, run.
Run, clock, run.
I would be shocked if Shattuck threw the football.
As the Indians lead 26-6, 3:43 to play in the third. It's a second and 13 from their own 30. McCandless brings the Indians to the line. Three down linemen for the Tigers. He's got a man in motion to the far side, near side, and McCandless will keep it himself. Optional running off the right tackle. Nowhere to go. It's rushing on the stop, but once again, that clock keeps ticking.
Well, once again, Coach Bullard's made a decision to be conservative, and I don't blame him. I mean, right now, all you got to do is play field position, and you can end up with a state championship. And when you got a defense that's held someone to 28 rushes for 47 yards, you get a little confident, don't you?
Exactly. No question about it, Mike.
Knock on wood, Shattuck has avoided the turnover.
So the Indians taking their time, run that play clock to within 10 seconds. A third and 13 from their own 30. McCandless under center. He's got twins out to his left. Carpenter in a motion to the near side. McCandless option left.
This
runs
is how you do it right
up
here.
The left half mark.
Go!
Across midfield. Downfield to the 40. He's inside the 35, down to the 30. And he's knocked out there. Stopped by Jonathan Good, but it's a pickup of 50. Check that, 42 yards on the play.
That's better than passing. Clock keeps running, and
clock
you keep on
running.
Going. Boy, once he made the, and you know, what I don't understand is everybody knew what was going to happen, and they could, it was like the bulldozer deal. McCandless, what do you call that, the Arendozer?
The Belldozer? Oh,
no, the Arendozer.
Clock keeps ticking. So the fourth play of this drive coming up for the Indians started back at their own 33. They lead 26-6. McCandless bringing the guys to the line for a first and 10 from the Tiger 33. He's under center with a lone man in the backfield. Jet sweep to Corey Floyd off right tackle. Tripped up in the backfield by the freshman Gerald White.
Yeah, they read that from the get-go. And Corey's going, don't give it to me next time.
Craighead and Dersh, a professional limited liability company. You'll find them 1803 Oklahoma Avenue in Woodward. They want to wish the Shattuck Indians good luck in their quest for yet another state championship. Call Stephanie or David, certified public accountants, 256-5016, for all those accounting, tax, and estate planning needs.
Second and 10 for the Indians from the Tiger 33. McCandless works under center. He's got two receivers to his left. Option left, and he's stuffed in the backfield.
Good decision.
First man, Chris Clark, the linebacker, coming into the box.
Good decision, don't you think?
I agree.
Just avoided putting the ball on the ground. Just tucked it under and took his punishment. Real good decision by Aaron McCandless.
The drive started with 4 minutes to play as they continue to tick this clock down. 2:48 off this drive so far. As the play clock winds down within 15, Coach Bullard calling out the plays from the sideline to Aaron McCandless, well, slowly trotting into that huddle.
They have slowed the game down. It's like the points you made a minute ago, because they're not snapping the ball. In fact, I don't know what they're doing right now.
It looks like they're going to use a timeout, and they will. Coach Bullard will use his first timeout of the second half. With 59 seconds to play in the third quarter, the Shattuck Indians lead the Tipton Tigers in the Class C state finals 26-6.
Now's the time to buy at Jess Wales Chevrolet in Shattuck at their year-end sale, including new half- and three-quarter-ton trucks, Equinoxes, Chevy cars, the 2012 Chevy Volt as well, and quality pre-owned vehicles. They are in the middle of a redesign. They have moved next door. Experience the difference at Jess Wales Chevrolet, where Chevy runs deep. 45-6 now in the third quarter. Wayne all over Carnegie, so it appears that it will be Wayne and Woodland for the state championship next week in Stillwater as far as Class A football is concerned.
So, minute to play in the third. Coach Bullard using his first time out of the second half.
Why?
Letting that play clock run. He's got a third and long. He's got to use him at some point.
I think he's got a trick. I think he thinks he's going to get a first down on this play. Or I think he thinks I'm going to – I've got, 14 yards. I'm going to get 7 on the first play and 8 on the second.
He can certainly put this thing out of reach if he can get a score on this drive. The Indians get set for the sixth play of this drive. It's a 3rd and 13 from the Tipton 36.
Now, this is going to be different. We've talked about it too much. Don't disappoint me.
McCandless works under center. Two receivers out to the right, one in the backfield. He drops back to pass after the play action, looking near side, floats it over the far side, incomplete. No one within 5 yards. Looks like a missed route by the receiver.
Yeah, I think it was a total missed route because he had a receiver wide open, but he didn't throw it to where the person was, and therefore miscommunication. But I told you there was something up. They spent too much time with the play.
We'll see what Coach Buller has lined up for a 4th and 13 from the Tipton 36. 55 seconds to play in the third. So they get set for the 7th play of this drive.
Going to throw it again? I mean, we're 2 for 5 for 15 yards. You want to throw it again? And one of those was the 11-yard pass.
4th and 13, McCandless works out of the gun. He's got a receiver in motion to the far side, dropping back to pass. Will keep it himself, running far side 35. He's inside the 30, down at the 25. He'll be short of that first down mark as he was chased down on the far side by rushing.
Good call that time. What do you want to do? You want to get Aaron McCandless in space. And that time they split everybody out and faked like they were going to pass, but that gave him the opportunity to get in space. But it didn't work.
It's a pickup of 12 yards, but it will be 2 yards short, so a turnover on downs. Tiger ball. They'll spot it at their own 24.
You know, I was looking at some stats here. One of the most interesting stats that's been provided to us, realize Tipton is 0-for-9 in third down tries. They're 2-for-2 from fourth down, but they're 0-for-9 from third down.
Tigers take over from their own 24 with White working out of the shotgun. He's got two receivers out to his left, one man in the backfield to his right. He takes the snap, fakes the jet sweep, looking over the middle. He's got a ton of time, floats it over the middle. It's nearly picked off. It was bobbled by Simpson.
Boy, Caden,
and he was knocked.
Caden Schick. Yeah. But see, that's the same thing. He's floating that ball. He's laying his receivers out to get killed, and they're getting killed.
Yeah.
There's crime being committed out here.
Well, White is going to have to continue to throw that ball.
I tell you what, I played receiver. He throws that ball to me, and I'm walking back to the huddle, and I say, you do it again, and I'm going to knock your block out. Golly, he floats that sucker.
Well, they're going to need some quick scores. White, once again, working very slowly back into the huddle.
Big upset in the making, CJ.
2nd and 10 for the Tigers from their own 24. White out of the gun. Receivers out to the left. One man in the backfield. It's a jet sweep off the right tackle to Torres, and he's stuffed at the line of scrimmage.
Big upset in the match.
It was Chase Holly coming off the edge to make the stop, and that sets up a third and long.
What Mike's telling you, Kasha Hall leads Heritage Hall 14-7 with about, what, 6 minutes to go in the game, I believe.
Hall's on top of Hall. Hall. Boy, what a defensive game they play. What's that now? 28 carries for 47 yards. That's less than 2 yards a carry, big guy.
Shattuck on the season. Only allowing 14 points per game. It's been a little more in the playoffs, and the Tigers are going to let this thing go into the fourth quarter, not use up that play. So a team that's down 20 points certainly taking a little more time than you'd like. But as we head into the fourth quarter, the Shattuck Indians 12 minutes away from their eighth state title, leading the Tipton Tigers 26-6.
Northwestern Oklahoma State University certainly wants to congratulate the Shattuck Indians on a great season, getting yet another state championship. Everyone at Northwestern would like to wish the Shattuck Indians good luck tonight in that quest for another state title. Let's take a quick break. Back we come in 30. You're listening to Championship Friday on our road to the top.
Do you want your athlete to know how proud you are of all their hard work? Let them know with a personalized banner from Compass Athletics. Make it extra special by adding their picture to the banner, or let your athlete show off their school pride and stay warm at the same time with a personalized team jacket. Come by Compass Athletics to see their new shipments of apparel just in time for Christmas shopping. Compass Athletics has training apparel and equipment by Nike, Under Armour, Russell, Rawlings, and Worth. Compass Athletics, 1901 Main Street in Woodward, serving you in every direction.